I'm going to give you the 10 reasons not to get married. If you're single today, 10 reasons not to get married. Now, that sounds very discouraging, doesn't it? Not intended to be, but we are going to share with you the truth and encourage singles to think before you get married, okay? Are you single? Come join us. It's going to be a fun half hour.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open and we're ready to talk to you at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, to help you be intentional with your life, here's Randy.
Indeed. Thank you, Kurt. This is Intentional Living, and I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at our center today. We love you guys, singles. You know, I get a chance to talk to you as I travel around the country, and you call in here at the program, and we get to really encourage you. And I know many of you have contemplated thinking about, praying about the idea of getting married, maybe getting remarried. Can I, as a kind of brother in Christ and a friend and from Intentional Living, give you some things to think about before you do? 10 reasons not to get married. And once you get through this list, if you're proceeding, then you can get them behind you. Because you know what? If we can help one person today not to do a dumb, stupid thing, make the wrong decision based on emotions only, then it's been worthwhile. Now, let me ask, if you're single today and you're thinking about getting married, just open yourself up for a moment and just be honest with me and say, you know, here's one thing I'm thinking about I have to work on in my own life before I get married. About you, not the other person. About you. What would it be? One thing you could be intentional about in your life before you made that decision to get married that would help. Would you share that with me? I think others would be encouraged too. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Okay. Here's the intentionals. You ready? Here's the list of reasons not to get married. Number one, please do not marry if you are unwilling to put the needs of another person above your own. You will be miserable, unhappy. It'll be a crummy experience for you because I'm telling you, you can't get through years, weeks, a lifetime of marriage without a lot of putting the needs of another person above your own. And if you're not willing to do that, come on now, be honest with yourself. If that's not a part of your makeup, then you'd be much better off just to not get married. How about this one? I believe this one. I've seen this so often. Please don't marry if you are easily offended or you carry grudges or if you're unwilling to forgive or maybe all three of those. If you're easily offended, carry grudges, unwilling to forgive. You know, there's a dance that goes on in marriage. It's a dance of, I failed you, will you forgive me? I failed you again, will you forgive me? There's this dance that goes on. And a person who enters into a marriage relationship and, you know, carries that inside of you, that sense of, you know, if I've been offended, I'm going to carry a grudge and you're going to be easily offended and have difficulty forgiving, I'd encourage you not to get married. Here's another one. If you're an abusive person, if you've got the personality or the temperament to be either physically, verbally, emotionally, or mentally abusive in any way, listen, do yourself and that person that you say you love a favor. Don't get married. Those are just a few. We got more. By the way, they're all available at our website on today's highlights section on our theintentionallife.com website, okay, on today's broadcast. So what is it? What's one thing? If you're just kind of pulling back the shades a little bit on your own life, one thing that you know about yourself that you're working on that we can pray with you about as you think about getting married. 888-888-1717.
I got a question. I was married at 17 and I didn't realize he drank so much. He's an alcoholic and I was a Christian. He's not. I had a breakdown and I went through a divorce with him. And now I kind of like to go back to him, but I don't know if I should or not. He's still not a Christian, and he still drinks more than ever, and he's kind of dating around.
Hey, listen, I love you, but are you really asking me that question? I mean, come on. Everybody's listening saying, hello. You know, there's a point where we need to be careful not to be driven by our hearts, because our hearts can lead us astray. This is a time to pray. seek the truth, use your head, get good counsel. Because if you don't, two wrongs don't make a right here. Okay, let's go to California. Johnny's on the line. Johnny, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment on this today?
Well, I think that one of the things that you have to be real with yourself is, you know, when we're born into this world, we've got to try to figure it out. And usually the majority of people are brought up into relationships that came together where there was sexual immorality before the marriages, you know, with our parents and things like that. And so we kind of get brought into that type of understanding. And then before you know it, we've completely defiled ourselves so many times by the time we want to get married, but we have to ask ourselves have we finally gotten to a point where we're able to control our lustful desires? And because there becomes a point where, you know, you may not be so excited to be married after a year, two, 3 years, you're going to go through the ups and downs, and you're going to be put in situations often where you could be tempted. And so
has this been your experience, Johnny?
Yes, it is. Yes.
You wrestle with that?
Not anymore. And it wasn't until I broke to God, like 3-4 years ago, until I really broke hard. And then now I live a life of purity. And I was never able to do that before. I was always led by lust, and I could never understand why it had such a hold on me. Hmm. So, you know, I don't think that if somebody's not able to control their lust, if they're caught up in pornography, if they're caught up in masturbating, if they're caught up in just living a lustful life, then they're not ready to get married. You're just going to be deceiving yourself and also deceiving the person, and you're going to be in for turmoil eventually down the road.
Absolutely.
So I think that, you know, I think that really America is really in trouble right now as far as the morality of it. And I think that until people start breaking to God in a real way, where they've completely repented for their own good and then gotten themselves to where they're living a life of purity, then you get to a point where you draw close to God in that aspect when you're not offering yourself to somebody else. And then you put yourself in a position, if you want somebody, then God will probably bring you somebody, you know, in purity versus impure.
You know, there's
impure lifestyle.
You know, Johnny, there's a verse in the Old Testament that says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement, in Amos chapter 3. And one of the list of reasons not to get married that I created for our intentionals was this. I said, right up the alley of what you're talking about, you know, if you and the person you're dating or you're thinking about getting married to, if you guys don't share the same beliefs, you don't share the same values, the same vision or life priorities about things like finances and children, life decisions, your sexual life, purity, and all these things that you sort of reference, Johnny, if we're not on the same page with these things, I'll tell you, it doesn't go away later. In fact, one of the intentionals I wrote on this was number 10 on the list. Don't get married if you expect that person you're marrying, this new person that's going to be your spouse, to change after you get married. The fact is, people generally don't change unless there's a radical transformation or conversion experience in their life. And I love you guys. You're single. You're maybe feeling warm and passionate and thinking to yourself, that person's going to change later. I know they'll change. I know God's going to do a work in their life, and he may. But you know what? It may not happen too. And so you've got to face the fact that what you have right now after you get married will come out. It'll grow. It'll be on steroids, good or bad. That's been my experience in watching people. That's why time is so critical. I tell people, don't rush into this thing. You know, sometimes you do and it works out. Many times you do and it doesn't. Understanding that there are reasons to really think hard and long and prayerfully about getting married. Let me just say this, and we'll get to some more calls here in a moment. Maybe you know someone that you love not listening today who's thinking about getting married and you're concerned and you love them and you want the best for them. I'd encourage you to come on over to our website, download from our broadcast highlights today, the intentionals on these 10 reasons not to get married, and have them really think them through. Much better to be realistic on the front end than trying to be realistic later on, okay? Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I grew up in a pastor's family. I grew up in ministry. I went to Bible college. But after that, I just wanted to experience the world, and I started dating somebody. We moved in together. I was going to marry him. and God really got a hold of my life 3 years after the relationship started. Now I'm 28 years old. I left my fiance when I was 25 years old, and I am planning on going into full-time ministry next year. So I just wanted to share that with you, hopefully be a blessing to somebody. Thank you. Bye.
Good for you. Hey, listen, if we can't learn from each other, you know, who are we going to learn from? Intentional living is all about what the scripture says, figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it. It's about our purpose. And so many of us live unintentional lives or good intentioned lives, where we focus on things that we think are going to be okay for us, and we don't seek God and His wisdom first. We hope and wish and, you know, maybe even pray, but don't listen. Don't listen. Don't listen. And so today, if we can just throw out a big warning sign, stop, listen today, pray about this, think about it, and if we can help one person today to think intentionally about getting married before they do, then it's been worthwhile. The intentionals, 10 reasons not to get married. And I do want to put in here number 5, if you have an unresolved addiction problem, we heard about pornography earlier, that can be a part of it. Could be to a substance. It could be, frankly, addicted to your work. You've put your career as the most important thing in your life. And I use that word addiction in a strong way of sort of bringing out the fact that we can put other things that seem so important, things that can overtake our lives emotionally and physically and chemically. And if you have a challenge, you have a problem with those things, get those things dealt with. It's not fair to a person that you say you love to get married and take that junk into the marriage with you. It really isn't. Okay, let's go to Jordan, who's listening in Tennessee today. Jordan, welcome to the program.
Hey.
What's your thought on this?
Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, a lot of people in high school, like older high school students and younger college students, I feel like they get in a relationship, and, you know, it's cool to get in high school, it's cool to get in a relationship, like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. But I think as people go into college and the further on they start with their college life, they're trying to base their identity almost off of their partner in a way. And one thing that I realized, like, at the end of my senior year, I had dated a couple girls in high school, but I realized I didn't know all the things about myself, you know. And I didn't know my ins and outs well enough to know, you know, how I'm going to treat this girl or whatever. And that can be dangerous if you don't know yourself well enough. And I think that's important when you're going through college and you're going through those first initial years of your life. You know, you got to find yourself first before you can put yourself in a relationship with someone other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, scientifically, you're not fully developed until you're 25. So, I mean, that right there just gives you another.
Yeah. Did that happen to you, Jordan? Did you get too involved early on?
No, I'm right now. I'm a freshman in college, but
good for you.
You know, just from my point of view, like I see people getting together, like always searching for a partner, and yeah, that's good. But you need to make sure that you know yourself first. You know what you want to do. You know your likes and everything that's wrong about you before you try and base your identity off someone else.
Yeah, you're a smart young man, Jordan. What are you majoring in?
Mechanical engineering.
Huh. So you're kind of ahead, but you're a thinker, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And you're thinking this through. Listen, if we had more young men and women, freshmen in college, thinking like you do, we'd be better off. Because you make a really good point, Jordan. The fact is, by the time you get to be 25, 28, or whatever, you're going to be a different person than you are now. You're going to grow different emotionally, spiritually, and so on. And what happens many times, people get married. Usually, we get things reversed. Instead of starting with our spiritual goals and where we're headed and what our purpose is and why we're on the planet, we start with, hey, you're cute, you're attractive, I like being with you, we're having fun, and it escalates from there to passion and all sorts of things, and pretty soon you're married. And what happens is we grow, we change, and some people outgrow other people. We've got intimacy is not only physical intimacy, it's spiritual intimacy. Many times you get people grow apart spiritually. People grow apart intellectually, experientially, interest. different things, and you're different people as you grow. So you're a wise young man, Jordan, to take the time and to do this right. So what is it? What do you think about marriage as you look to the future for yourself?
I think I've heard some very good descriptions of marriage, given the way that God intended it, and it sounds like something, you know, that I would enjoy, and I think it could be something in the future for my life. But right now, I think that, you know, I've got to find out who I am and what I need to do in my life before I give myself fully to another person.
Mm. Boy. Very, very wise young man. I hope there's some other young man and woman listening today. He sounds like he'd be a good catch, by the way. Just a thought, ladies, if you're in Tennessee. Talking very intentional today. 10 reasons not to get married. What's one reason maybe you need to think about yourself not to get married, or at least work on before you do?
The very first decade of life, the season of dependence, total dependence. The little baby comes, needs to be changed, needs to be fed, needs to be watered like a plant, needs to be loved, needs to be cared for, needs to be protected. In these first 9 years, I call it one of the most critical decades of the first 30. This is the year of starting. It's the decade that you experience a lot of important firsts in life. First words. Boy, we just chase after our little babies and grandbabies to hear their first words and get them on tape and on video, because we want to hear, was it mama? Was it dada? Was it no? What was it? You know, what was the first words coming out of that baby's mouth? The first step. Don't we make a big deal out of that? I mean, we go nuts waiting for that baby to take the very first step. And then once they start walking, we wish they weren't, because now they're everywhere, you know, and we're chasing them.
The decades of life, talking about that first decade, but we go on to talk about the 20s and the 30s and 40s and right on through our life. Every decade having a challenge, an opportunity, a decision to be made. And from Intentional Living, it is our teaching in two parts, October, November, to members, and be watching for it. I hope you enjoy it, learn from it, give me some feedback. Members, those who support monthly, thank you for standing with us. You make this possible. But this month of October, wow, Dawn is here to remind us that we've got a lot of people who are responding, first time getting involved with the ministry, new listeners, people who are sharing a gift to help us with the ministry, and we have a very special incentive for you.
We do. It's a gift of appreciation, really, when you become a member today, in addition to Dr. Randy's monthly coaching and teaching CDs, or if you can't become a member and just want to get involved, maybe, as Dr. Randy said, for the first time, with a single gift of some amount, we want to say thank you with our brand new 2015 wall calendar. It's called Living Water, and it's got just beautiful pictures of God's scenery, creation, and scripture verses. In fact, you can take a peek at it if you go to our website at theintentionallife.com.
I'm looking at it right now on site.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's just a great reminder every day of God's refreshment that he provides, not just through his word, but through his continual presence. And what a great way to be intentional than to have a calendar for your home and family and keep track of all your stuff. We want to get it into your hands as our way of saying thanks for your gift today of any amount when you go to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call us to make your donation. It's 888-888-1717.
And we need your help, because we are totally listener-supported, and you make it possible for us to do this. Thank you for doing so. Okay, Dawn, you were single lots of years.
Many years. 40 years.
One reason, singles listening, what would you add to the list of one reason not to get married, or at least really think about before you do? Because, you fall in love. It's kind of like fall in love, like kind of like you're walking along and there's a manhole cover and fall
then,
in.
Boom, yeah.
But what's one thing that you would recommend from your own life experiences for singles think about before they get married?
Make sure of the why.
The why.
Make sure of the why. If you're just doing it because you're afraid you're going to be alone for the rest of your life, or this might be my last chance, wrong reason. Make sure you're the right person. Make sure you're investing in others. And let God take care of the rest.
Make sure the why and the reason work.
Yep.
That's good, Dawn.
Thank you.
You made the whole half hour. That was good. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.
Okay.
All right. Talking today, 10 reasons not to get married.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more reasons to not get married. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I was driving to a Friday night party, and I accidentally turned to your station, and it just came to me that I can't escape the storms of my life by getting drunk, so I turned the car around and went back home to my baby boy and my loving wife who are waiting, and I just can't thank you enough.
When people are running from the storms of life, Intentional Living redirects them to the water of life. And your monthly support of the Intentional Living Center makes it possible. For your gift of any amount today, we'll send you the brand new 16-month Living Water Wall Calendar. The beautiful images of God's creation and specially selected Bible verses remind us how much Jesus, the water of life, truly satisfies. Go to theintentionallife.com to request your 16-month Water of Life calendar and support the Intentional Living Center.
Terry, just saw your status and thought I'd pass this on to you. Sounded like you could use a little encouragement today. Call me when you get a chance.
Encouraging others and living intentionally can be a real challenge. When you click like at our Facebook page, we hope you'll be encouraged to lead an intentional life every day. Share a kind word, comment on wall posts, and like Terry's friend, encourage one of your friends to become part of something great. Search for Intentional Living at Facebook. Click like and then pass the word on to someone you care about. Find Intentional Living on Facebook today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. We have this great booklet called Your First One Thing, and it is really about what your first one thing is, Jesus. You may be listening to Intentional Living, and you may think that being intentional with your health or your finances is really important. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you've not only missed the point of intentional living, you've missed the point of life. So if you want to start a relationship with Jesus Christ, download our free booklet, Your First One Thing, at theintentionallife.com. And click on resources. That's theintentionallife.com. Randy?
All right, thank you and welcome here. If you just joined us in the last several minutes of our Intentional Living radio broadcast around the world and across the United States on radio and around the world online, I am Randy Carlson here at our center talking to singles today and sharing with you, I'm telling you, these 10 reasons not to get married are not to discourage you, by the way. Please understand, I am pro-marriage. I believe in marriage. We are for God's intention for marriage. But if we can help one person today to stop and think and be a friend and a mentor, then we've done our part. And probably the best thing you could do is go to our website, theintentionallife.com. Click on today's broadcast. You'll see a picture of myself there. It's the top 10 reasons not to get married. Click on there. It'll take you to the site where you can download those 10 reasons, things you need to really think about, pray about for yourself. Because if you don't, I tell you, you can get bit. You can get bit. And, you know, one other reason, I put one more thing on this list of 10, and it's if you're unwilling to be an active partner sexually with your spouse, in other words, if you've got hang-ups or problems about sex in marriage, because of your own past, your own experiences, get those things dealt with. It's not fair, not reasonable, and certainly not biblical to get married and then say, you know, I'm not interested in being a part physically or emotionally with you, just here for the cooking, you know? I think it's important to understand that these are things that need to be worked out in our individual lives. Now, let me add, we're not talking about perfection here. We're not talking about perfection. Okay, Melissa, I only got a minute, but I'd like to hear what's your comment on this today.
I just wanted to share my story that my husband and I recently separated while I was 3 months pregnant, and I learned a lot about myself, and even though it was not my choice for the separation, we were together since I was 16, and the last caller was talking about you change a lot as you grow older, and you have a lot of different values in life, and that is so very true. So while people are going through stuff like that, I learned a lot about myself, and I started going to church and learned a lot dealing with a broken heart at church. And eventually, like, after my daughter was born, my husband and I really just put our hearts into it, and we are doing great now. I know I'm not a single person speaking on that issue, but I do strongly encourage people before they get married, try really knowing themselves and what makes themselves happy as an individual and not just as a couple.
Yeah, that's a good reminder, Melissa, because if you don't know yourself, you're going to be unable to really know another person. And it begins with yourself. And you can live in a state of denial just so long. It'll eventually bite you. Thank you. Glad to have you join us, Melissa, with that. Holly online said about attitudes toward marriage, make sure commitment comes. Wesley says, I'm not married, nor have I been, but I believe an attitude that puts God as truly being our everything would be the most important thing. Rachel reminds us divorce should never be an option. Chloe says Christ at the center of your relationship. God is the center of your marriage. These are the messages coming up. They're important. I hope we got you thinking. Singles, hope we got you thinking today. If nothing else, to encourage you, we are pro-marriage. We believe in marriage God's way, the way He intends. And when we do it, it can thrive. When we don't, it can be a mess.
Hi, Dr. Andy. My name is Katie. And I was in a relationship for 2 years, and we were getting ready to get married. And I started listening to your show, and I started becoming intentional with my relationship with my boyfriend. And after 2 years, he just decided that it wasn't for him and just decided to move on. But thanks to your encouraging words and shows that I hear, I try to stay intentional with my walk with Christ. I just want to thank you a lot for that. Just keep me in your prayers, and thanks a lot for everything.
Well, you're welcome. We're glad to be here for you. Intentional Living is a ministry of Parent Talk Incorporated and our Family Life Communications and Radio Network, and we work together in sharing this message of hope around the world. Intentional Living is here for you, and we're glad to be doing it. I got an interesting program coming up here called A New Heart, and you're going to hear the story of a man who got a new heart in Christ after a terrible, terrible tragedy in his own life and decisions that he made that took him to the bottom and a turnaround in his life. Much hope. Hey, listen, come join the discussion. Again, the intentionals on all 10 of the questions you need to ask yourself before you get married are available for you at our website, theintentionallife.com. Top 10 reasons not to get married. Check it out there. I'm Randy Carlson, and for our whole team, thanks for being a part of the program today. Thank you, Rob and Steve and Steve and Sally. Thank you for your work today. And for all of you, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.